Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is my wife. This is Dan with my lovely wife and biblical teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and shalom to all of you out there as well. And thanks for tuning in. And let's ask God for his blessing.
Abba, Father, we thank you and exalt your holy name as we plead the blood of Jesus over all our lost loved ones. May they accept your amazing free gift of salvation soon as we watch and sometimes even feel the increasing evil darkness in the air, especially surrounding those choosing to remain ignorant of your grace and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We particularly pray and lift up to your throne the major persecutions currently taking place in the world and against your Jewish believers in southern Israel by their own people of the Orthodox sect.
Oh, yes.
Who are now violently protesting against them almost every night.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, we pray they have an awakening experience as you once gave to the Orthodox Paul, who was also persecuting believers. Lord, have mercy upon your church, and may we not be as the Laodiceans. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear, and I hope you will take advantage of the many teachings and past radio programs all archived on our webpage, a plethora of biblical knowledge to assist you in your growth to total sanctification.
Yes, so says Hebrews 2:11.
It's a command. And thank you for the favorable emails on last week's program. That's going to be a keeper, and we'll probably be replaying that when we take a few days off next month. But very much an assurance, those scriptures, that we have to leave, and because it's going to get pretty ugly and very demonic.
As in the days of Noah.
Yes, and we are already seeing that. We're experiencing it. It's called the foreshadows of the days of his wrath.
We probably should address that more in the weeks to come.
Maybe like after Pentecost.
Why not?
Well, I have to admit, it's not one of my favorite topics, you know, fallen angels, giants, mm-hmm. and demonic realm. But actually, we did speak on it a year or two ago with the study of Jude.
Unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a study on Peter, especially chapter 3. Well, we'll pray about it, and maybe our listeners can give us some of your input as to whether that topic should be revisited. So, honey, tell our newer listeners how they can easily connect with us.
We honestly welcome your input, and there are three ways to connect with us. You can email to Sheila at shofarministry.net, or you may leave a very detailed message by calling 440-834-9006, and we'll give you a call back. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And prayerfully consider tucking in the gift of love, which can also be made on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which will place your name on our mailing list for news updates and monthly teaching letters.
Okay, we have some news today. There's so much going on. I've got to kind of pick and choose. Where do you think I should begin, dear?
Save Israel for last, since we will be delving into that more extensively.
Ah, good idea. But I'll try to keep it quick. But something very sad is happening in the United States. But this story focuses...
Yeah, this is a doozy.
...in North Carolina, where a once Pentecostal church has now taken down its steeple and crosses and turned it into a mosque. And a group of supposedly Christian pastors took part in the conversion ceremony in an effort to show mutual respect for their Muslim neighbors. And they say, oh, Christianity and Islam, well, they share common origins and scriptures. And that they feel it was the right thing to do to participate in the mosque opening as a show of respect for Islam. Another fellow monotheistic faith, they say, and then They say Christians, Jews, and Muslims. Well, they're all people of the book. And we all claim what the Hebrew scriptures call the Abrahamic faith. We call it the Old Testament. And Muslims also claim the Bible.
No, they don't. What's the Quran?
I know. But these churches that sanctioned this abomination was the United Methodist Church, Three Baptist Church, United Church of Christ, the Presbyterian Church, and St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
Isn't Trump Episcopalian?
Well, actually, it's kind of blurry lately. he supposedly have gotten saved. He says, though, he's still a Presbyterian, but his son Barron will be attending an Episcopalian church. But bottom line, it doesn't really matter anymore. We are seeing the one world religion and another huge sign that Revelation 4 is soon to begin.
Come up here.
You said it. Then it will definitely matter what faith you hold. If you have been born again, John chapter 3 is very clear you need to be.
Another launched missile in North Korea.
Oh, that's correct. And this one was actually more threatening. But I still believe they will continue to land in the ocean. Again, in my opinion, they just want more money and the new sanctions lifted. However, there are those who are pretty sure that this WannaCry ransomware attack that affected over 300,000 machines worldwide actually shares code with previous malware written by a group of North Korean hackers known as the Lazarus Group.
So, from a technical point of view, those two functions are identical.
Yes, and thereby have been also stealing money from multiple financial institutions with fraudulent and very swift transactions. So, along with the missiles, many, at least those in the know, they're concerned that the global elite will use this kind of situation and produce a more grievous but false flag to justify another war called World War III.
Like they did in the other wars.
Many do believe that, yes, as in the disguised German raiders of World War I.
Many books are written upon that.
So, moving on, the health care bill is now being reviewed in the Senate, and they are making changes. And President Trump's travel ban is once again being heard by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and you remember what happened last time. So a repeat is expected, and most believe it will go to the Supreme Court. And, of course, that's all going to take months. Meanwhile, illegals are still arriving before they no longer can, and sanctuary cities for them still exist.
Yeah, although the number has decreased at the borders.
Yes, we do see that, but unfortunately the bad ones,
already
many
here.
Of them, yeah, are already here. And, of course, lately, many news stories confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the far left are trying to begin impeachment hearings on Trump over the firing of James Comey, which once they thought should have been done. But now they say he fired him because he was getting too close to proving possible Russian ties with Trump. And now leaking possible classified information to the Russian foreign minister when in Washington right after Comey's firing, this occurred. And actually, the Democrats will use any other reason they can think of. But I do think Comey had to go for getting Hillary off the hook and not suggesting prosecution because he couldn't prove intent. Which, by the way, he's not authorized to do anyway. So, it will be interesting to see who follows. Although, the Dems can still block it. Oh my, what a fiasco and chaos within our government.
Yeah, and you know, that takes away from the really important issues. Bait and switch.
With that said, let me remind you that President Trump does have very powerful connections to the very rich.
And the next story about Israel confirms that.
It does. President Trump is, of course, as most of us know, going there next week. Monday and Tuesday, he'll be in Israel. But even bigger news is that Palestinian Abbas says he is now ready to make a peace deal without preconditions with Israel.
Why now, and what does Bibi say?
Well, outwardly, Netanyahu has remained on the quiet side, outwardly. But reports are surfacing that say Abbas' sudden 180-degree turn is probably due to the American billionaire Ronald Lauder.
Family of Estee Lauder?
Yes, his son. But he's also the head of the World Jewish Congress and a close, longtime friend to Donald Trump. And claims, of course, to be a great and true friend of Israel. However, before Mahmoud Abbas met with President Trump earlier this month, he first stopped by Lauder's house for dinner and was briefed on ways to win over the president, supposedly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good for Israel.
It seems that Mr. Lauder has bypassed the Jewish billionaire Sheldon Adelson, which we've talked about often on this program, but he's a much better friend to Israel. But Mr. Lauder is now looking like the most influential Jewish billionaire in Trump's circle. Actually, Ron Lauder has been pushing for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal for years. And he even visited Egypt 2 months ago for a meeting with President El-Sisi before El-Sisi would be seeing Trump. I know, right? It appears Lauder is like a semi-official envoy to Israel, with an emphasis on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Now, Netanyahu quietly told Confidence that he was furious over Lauder's involvement. Why? Because he knows how much of an influence Lauder has over Trump. And he even went on to say that he felt that Lauder would prove to be his biggest challenge to overcome.
So, what is the function of the World Jewish Congress that Ron Lauder presides over?
Well, it's been around since before Israel became a nation, and in fact is how it happened. Very pro-Zionist and helped many Jews survive during the Holocaust years and aided those after World War II that were still in Arab lands. But here's the downside. The WCJ works closely with the Vatican on interfaith issues, which both favor as being achievements. Yep, there's lots of history out there, but it's very available for those that want the information. And there's no exception that WCJ is a very rich group of mostly Jews.
So, why would Trump bypass the Jewish Sheldon Adelson? Didn't he donate something like $80 million in Trump's campaign?
He did, with the understanding in what Trump said he would do concerning moving our embassy to East Jerusalem, as he promised us in all the campaigns.
And now?
Well, and now he isn't, because it might hurt the peace process, just like all the other presidents said they would do and did not. So then Sheldon, upon hearing it again from Secretary of State Tillerson, well, he practically went berserk, and he stated, Trump's promise was not contingent on any peace plan. But we see behind the scenes is Ron Lauder, who looks to me as a PLO sympathizer, who played on Trump's ego and convinced our dear president that he could reach the ultimate deal with the PLO and Israel.
Every president's dream.
I know. Netanyahu is rightfully concerned that Lauder believes he knows what's good for Israel better than Netanyahu.
Yeah, but he really doesn't, and no one elected him.
I know. Again, Timing is everything.
Bible prophecy must be fulfilled.
Right, and it sure is. I also want to mention a bill called the Taylor Force Act. Now, this is a popular pro-Israel bill now being deliberated in our Congress right now. If it passes, the United States will be barred from transferring funds to the PLO. If they continue to pay salaries to convicted terrorists who are sitting in Israeli prisons and still paying pensions to families of terrorists killed while committing terrorist acts.
Who was Taylor Force?
He was a former United States military officer murdered by Palestinian terrorists in Tel Aviv in 2015. So he has a majority support in both houses. Nonetheless, it was hit by an iceberg last Wednesday. The Jerusalem Post reported that neither the Americans for Israel Committee, which is also called AIPAC, nor the Israeli Knesset support it.
Even though Netanyahu wants it badly.
Well, remember, the Knesset is now made up of various citizens, including Arabs.
Yeah.
The argument is always the same. If you cut the PA's funding, then there will be a larger uprising. Right now, it's small and containable.
Really? How sad is that?
I know. And the same holds true when moving the embassy to Jerusalem comes up. Fear of escalation and terrorism. It's the same old story, and evil is behind it.
Exchanging good for bad.
That's right. Isaiah 5 talks about
yep.
that. And then, which really made our government look awful in Israel's eyes, a member of the Trump team said the Western Wall does not belong to Israel.
What?
I know. In a bitter diplomatic incident, a senior member of the U.S. delegation making preparations for Donald Trump's visit to Israel angrily rejected a request that Netanyahu accompany the president when he visits the Western Wall. Well, he snipped at his Israeli counterpart and said that the wall is not your territory. It's part of the West Bank. Israeli television reported this last night, and an official at the Prime Minister's office apparently confirmed the report. And he told Channel 2 that Israel has asked the Trump administration about the incident and said that Netanyahu is certain that the comment does not reflect President Trump's policy. And we responded, it certainly does not. Thank goodness we did. And then we went on to say that the Western Wall is part of the retaining walls of the ancient temple compound. And it's the closest point of prayer for Jews to the site of the temple itself. And thus, the Jewish people's holiest place of prayer. You know, it was captured along with the rest of the Old City and East Jerusalem in the 1967 war, and annexed by Israel as part of its united capital. Unfortunately, a move not recognized internationally. So the question remains, will President Trump pray at the wall with Netanyahu, or maybe he just might skip that and go right on top of the Temple Mount, which, as of this morning, the Sanhedrin is begging Trump to do, which will make a powerful political statement at this time in history. Rabbi Weiss said, if Trump chooses to answer this call, he will be enacting precisely what King Solomon described when he first dedicated the temple 3,000 years ago. Now, that's quite a statement out there. You born-again Christians, you're hearing this? And then the rabbi went on to say, Trump is standing at a historic cusp when the world can fall into an abyss of conflict, whether it begins in North Korea, Syria, or Europe. Everyone knows the seeds of war are already sown, and very chilling. But the rabbi explained that the possibility for a great global good is equally as strong. Alternatively, President Trump can choose to be part of a process to bring the Messiah and an unprecedented blessing to the world. He said that. And he went on to say, in the same manner that King Cyrus played his part in building the second temple. Wow. I thought only Christians were saying that, but so is the Jewish Sanhedrin. And that is the religious governing body of Israel. Then you have Rabbi Stein, who is the Secretary General of the Sanhedrin. He explained that praying at the holy site is essential, talking about the Temple Mount, for President Trump to achieve his lofty goals. Since President Trump says that he wants to do good in the world, and if this is indeed the case, then God will surely help him in this endeavor. In order for any endeavor to succeed, he said, you must ask for God's help. Well, we all know that. And he went on to say, the proper place for a leader to pray is on the Temple Mount. If President Trump does so, he will receive this blessing, enabling him to achieve great success. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps. Well, saints, can you see so much coming together? Watch now how the Pope gets involved, whom Trump will also be meeting with next week after Israel. So much is happening. Are you saved by the blood? Really saved? Not just in a head knowledge? I mean, so many of us think that we, you know, go to church, so therefore we're saved. But sometimes it's just a head knowledge. It's knowing that you should. But have you invited him into your heart, really, truly asked him to reside in you? You know, Matthew 7 talks about those Christians at the end, or so-called Christians at the end of time, that will say, but Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that? Didn't we pray in your name and all that stuff? But what did Jesus say? He says, I never knew you. So don't be like that. Do you have a hunger for God's word? Because that's the litmus test. Because it's God's word that will penetrate your spirit, give you wisdom and a much needed discernment in these last days. So you got to know he paid your debt for sin. And again, you don't want to pay it yourself. It's your choice though. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart right now, saying, why don't you accept my free gift? It's free. Given in his agape love of the highest kind. It is kind of perplexing to me why everyone in the world doesn't grab a hold of it. Sometimes it just doesn't make a lot of sense, but then again, not much does anymore. Anyway, we're going to leave with the Aaronic blessing because we sure need it. I'm going to say it in Hebrew this time. Yivrekacha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav aleka v'yunecha, Yaseh Adonai panav aleka v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of her, because if you love her, you're going to prosper in all ways. And pray for your president. This is going to be a remarkable week, I promise you that. God bless. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.